As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Houston Texans are on the clock.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Does anyone actually know where this bell came from? Very old school.
Some freak?
Probably. You are tuned in to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every Wednesday. Right around this time, we do a little stock up, stock down. Today's edition is the NFL Draft. It is NFL Draft Eve, if you will. First round of the NFL Draft getting going tomorrow night. And you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610 with Mark Vandermeer and company following this very program. And I want to start with you today around the show, like I am known to do, get the negative out of the way for you going into tomorrow night for these Houston Texans and the NFL and the 2025 NFL Draft. Stock down to you, Ron.
My stock down is to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are in a tough spot right now.
Speculate.
They have a championship-level team where I don't think, besides quarterback, they have a lot of just gotta-fill-it-up holes right now. And I probably should choose my words better than that, dealing with this guy here.
You're the one that caught it. I didn't even check up. That's a drop.
More inclined to hear it. They don't have a lot of holes that they need to cover, like immediate to be in the first round, except for quarterback, Clint. And they have this situation where Aaron Rodgers, where for some reason we all thought that deal would get done. It has not gotten done yet. And now they're even to a point where Aaron Rodgers, in a way, sounds like it's up in the air if he actually wants to play football. And as I said, they've got a winning team, offense, defense, weapons. But they also need a quarterback. And as you said earlier today, I believe they hadn't had a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. They've been trying to find that quarterback. And if they move up to go get a quarterback or sit there and get a quarterback, that might run off Aaron Rodgers for coming.
Right.
So stock down for the Steelers. They need to get a quarterback. And their best chance to win is with Aaron Rodgers. But if they draft a quarterback, let's say they move up to get Shador, or they sit there to get Shador or Jackson Dart, that might send Aaron Rodgers to a place of, well, hell no, man, I'll just chill. So stock down for the Steelers right now.
Stock down. Yeah, no, I still think they're sitting pretty. I don't know.
Think they're sitting pretty?
Well, it's not an ideal situation by any means. They don't have their guy, but I do think that like, I don't think the Aaron Rodgers thing should or ever had any influence on what they're going to do in the draft, whether they're going to take a quarterback in the first round or second round. Like, I don't. You're not drafting Cam Ward and starting him right away. So I think you.
But do you think it runs the risk to have an effect on Rodgers' decision.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't care if it did. I mean, if it did, yeah. Then we're just going to steer away from Rodgers. No, I don't think it does. I mean, I think Aaron knows. At least he's talking about being 41 and being in a serious relationship. I mean, he knows he's on borrowed time as the NFL goes, as relationships go, as life goes. I mean, at the end of the day, I think he's fully aware that he's not a guy that somebody's going to commit to for 4 or 5 years. I mean, I think he'd be fine with a young quarterback being underneath him.
We do not care.
There you have it. That's Ron Stockdown on a Wednesday. This is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Ron Stockdown, Pittsburgh Steelers. Today's flavor of Stock Up, Stockdown, the NFL draft, because that is getting rolling tomorrow. Again, you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Over to you, Clint. What's your stock down for the 2025 NFL draft?
Well, the stock down, we've talked about Shedeur Sanders. I mean, I think that's a low-hanging fruit of clearly, you know, the stock's down. How much, I don't know, but there's some negative reports out there, which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate that people do that and don't get their name. They don't put their name on it, and then media outlets still run with it. It's unfortunate that that's even legal to do.
We will deal with that.
Yeah, so that's a low-hanging fruit. But I'm going to go with another one. I think that the Tyler Shuck kid out of Louisville that was at Texas Tech, I thought this was my camp crush, if you will, my combine crush, if you will. I thought that this guy would – I didn't think he would ever, in conversation around the draft – catch up with Shedeur and Cam, but I thought he would be neck and neck with Jackson Dart and company. And if anything, he's probably slid and kind of fell out of the conversation. Yeah, Jalen Milroe's been the more prominent conversation being had. So I would say, for me personally, just a little quarterback spin on things, I thought that guy would be a first rounder and a guy that could flirt with the Jackson Dart area, wherever he ends up falling. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I'll go with the quarterback out of Louisville, Tyler Shuck.
All right, we got them negatives out of the way. Those are your stock downs from Ron and Clint. This is Stock Up, Stock Down, live on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every Wednesday right around this time we do it. We're talking NFL draft today, and I want to pop back over to you, Ron. Now we're going to focus on the good stuff as the 2025 NFL draft gets going, round one tomorrow. What is your stock up, Ronnie?
My stock up is to Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle out of Texas. I've looked at a lot of boards. I'm looking at the New York Post. They just did their final draft board. Kelvin Banks, who was in a space where potentially people thought they would.
New York Post. What is that? Typically who?
I mean, they're people who do.
I didn't know they did a draft.
Do a draft. Your sports page, yeah.
Oh. I got a message. Sports page.
I'm looking at the New York Post. I'm looking at NBC Sports. I've looked at several of them here, and there was a time where there was a thought that he might be there at 25 for the Texans. New York Post has the Jets drafting him at 7. NBC Sports has the Saints drafting him at 9. He has been in the top 10 for some, but easily in the top 12 to 15, Clint, and has really shot up. And I'll be honest with you, I don't understand it. I've watched him play a lot, and it's not like, damn, he is somebody that's going to come in the league and be a top 10 pick or a top 15 pick. Like Ohio State, he had problems in that championship game. Now, maybe there was an injury with that. But even all year long, when I watched him, I just didn't get a dominant feel from him, and he has really taken a jump up. So, stock up to him. I wasn't in love with him as a tackle.
It is NFL Draft Eve. It begins tomorrow. We're doing a little stock up, stock down. Ron gave you Pittsburgh Steelers as a stock down. That was a stock up. Kelvin Banks, over to you, Clint. Your stock up for tomorrow's NFL draft.
Well, I'm going to go with Nick Caserio. He has dropped an F-bomb this week in opening statements to the media. Was that last week or this week?
Last week, yep.
So he got off to a really good start talking draft. I love that. The team that he has built so far, some of the draft picks that they've made, you know, we focus a lot on the negatives, but there have been some really, 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 really good draft picks, and I think come draft season, we kind of start highlighting that. And then Nick Caserio, tip the cap. I am be aggressive in the draft, and I had no idea that Nick Caserio since 2021, since getting here in Houston, was it 2020 or 2021? Anyway, he has been the most aggressive GM in the game, just from a movement perspective as well as from moving up in the draft perspective. And so I tip my cap to all that. Because of all that movement, because of where the Texans are right now, Nick Caserio is getting a lot of run in this draft season about potentially moving up because of his history kind of deal. Nick Caserio is one that's winning right now. Stock is up, and he's being talked about in a positive light right now more than maybe more so than any time other than when he made the C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson move.
That big Nick energy.
I think his stock is up just because he's in a spot where he can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like he's got, we talked about, he's got the ammo to go up if he wants to. Like, he's in a situation where he could drop back and be fine because I think that the draft would be all right. And I don't think Texans fans would be incredibly ticked off if he dropped back. And I think also, Clint, the stock is up because of what they need. There are some clear guys in the area that he can get at O-line and wide receiver. So I'm with you. I think stock up for Nick, especially when it comes to what he can do over the next several days.